Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's happening? Happy, 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 happy Friday. Did I get seven? You know, we say seven happy Fridays. Not sure why. It just stuck a long time ago. It's one of those things. It's a tradition with the Daily Boost. Every Friday we say happy seven times. Oh, it is. Okay. So today, it's all about the thing that you really need to work on. It's faster goal achievement. Get what now? Today, instantaneously, give me that instant gratification today. Well, I can't always promise that, but I can get you there faster. We'll talk about that today and see if you can move along a little quicker maybe than you are right now. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. It's really simple. There's basically three elements to it. You ready? First off, life begins when you move. Started saying that years ago, probably 30 years ago at this point. And it was just a simple understanding. A little Scott logic told me, hey, wait a second, get off your ass. Stuff happens, right? So that's kind of it. So life begins when you move. So, and I mean that basically physically, but it could be emotionally, it could be intellectually, or it could be physically. In other words, when you decide that this is it, I got to go, and you just move into action mode, things change. That's first step. Second step, life gets in the way. Always does. As soon as you decide to go that way, somebody says, why are you going that way? And they stop you. It happens. Now, a lot of it has to do with the fact that you've changed the direction. You're doing something you don't know how to do. A lot of people around you are like, well, what are you doing? And they don't get it. And so you get some resistance, or maybe you don't know what you're doing or exactly how to do it. And that slows you down. In any case, life is going to get in the way for you, and it's going to be more difficult for you to do. And so we just accept that. So that's when the final world's simplest success recipe comes into play. Stand up. Take a step. Repeat. That's it. Hey, Scott. This is my goal. How do I get it? Stand up. Huh? Get off the couch. Stand up. Really? Yeah, stand up. Hey. That was easy. Hey, Scott. Now I'm standing up. What do I do? See that thing you want there, over there? Yeah. Take a step. Yeah, take a step in that direction. Just take a step. Okay. Hey, Scott. I took a step. What do I do next? Take another. Repeat. Okay. And as you walk out the door, you look over your shoulder and say, Scott, how long do I keep doing this? You keep going until you reach your dreams. Why would you stop before you got there anyway? Because it got difficult, because it got hard, because somebody said you can't do it. Why would you do that? It makes no sense at all. So life begins when you move. Life gets in the way. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Pow, success story. I'll see you on the news. In a good way, maybe. How are you? My name is Scott. I don't think I introduced myself. I forgot. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. Every Friday, I start the show. Let me stop for a second here. There are some of you out there that complain about this. You say, Scott, on Fridays and Mondays, you don't get to the content. Get to the content fast. I hate that everybody understands the word content these days. Don't you understand? There's content from the very first second. It's just different than what you're expecting because it didn't match the title that you read. I'm in the content right now, and I will tell you from a guy who's got massive experience helping people get what they want in life, tens of thousands of hours of coaching other people and working with them to get the results they want. I want you to ask yourself the question, how do I want to feel? That's the Friday homework. When you ask that question, you are reaching down inside yourself to your unconscious mind, and your unconscious mind is going to say, well, you want to feel great. You want to feel prosperous. You want to feel happy. It's not going to give you a bad answer. So if you will just accept that you're an emotional being and ask, well, emotionally, how the heck do I want to feel? And then you're going to get the answer. And then we just have to go out and do it today. But if you don't at least know what you want to do with it, how are you going to ever do it? That's probably one of the most important things I teach all week long. And I would tell you, it's probably, I get more emails about that. They say, Scott, I listened to you for 5 years. I never asked the question, how do I want to feel, than I did. Oh my God, it worked. Yeah. That's why I keep asking it. Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm just getting to the content now. 4 minutes and 42 seconds into the show. But there's been a whole lot before this too. So give me credit for that. Don't leave a bad review. Okay. It just makes no sense. Send me an email. Just be brave. Let's talk about faster goal achievement. I want to pass along a way to achieve your goals faster, and I'm not going to take a lot of time to do it because we want to go fast, right? And you can do it faster than you ever thought possible. You ready for this? If you are ready for success to arrive, three simple rules will help you realize your dreams faster and faster and faster than you ever thought possible. Now, you're not going to want to do this. You're going to fight me every step of the way. You're not going to believe me. It's impossible that success could be this simple. You know, sometimes success is just brushing your teeth. I'm telling you, because if you don't brush your teeth, you got bad breath and people, they don't want to kiss you and you don't have success getting kissed. See, it's that simple. Number one, play to your strength. Stay in your lane. Do what is comfortable for you. If it's something that you're uncomfortable doing because you're learning and you need to practice more, that's okay. That's okay. Just stay in the learning mode. Just stay there. Get good at what you do. Get so good people can't ignore you. Play to your strength. What I do here is a massively successful podcast. We do a ridiculous number of downloads. Been doing this 16 years. Top 1% of the world. Not only in downloads, but in income too, because geez, a lot of y'all listening. Thank you for that. But I play to my strength. Love me, hate me, think I'm silly, think I don't talk right, think I talk too fast, think I slur my words, think I don't say the stuff you want me to say. Whatever. I do what I do. I play to my strength. No, I ask for no excuses. I make no excuses. Don't ask for forgiveness either. Can't say that word very well. Play to your strengths. Do what is comfortable for you to do. Move on. If you do that, if you play to your strength, you'll be surprised how fast you get what you want. If you play to your weakness, do the math. All right, so I don't compete in tennis. Don't do it. Number two, only commit to activities that will lead you to your goal. This is hard to do. A lot of people say, hey, Scott, if I do this, I think what will happen is it'll get me a chance to open that door to get what I want. A lot of people take a job like that. Yeah, this is not exactly what I want to do, but I'm going to take the job because I think it'd be a good opportunity for me. Never works that way, ever. Company hires you to do a certain thing. You're not going to get what you want if you agree to do what they want and it's not what you want. I learned this lesson a long time ago. I've said no to so many jobs because I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. Well, but you can get there through this. No, I don't think so. I'm just going to go right to it. So commit to activities that will lead to your goal. What could that be in real life every single day? It could be eating good food. It could be going to the gym. It could be telling somebody you love them. If you do this every single day, those activities, you're going to get to your goal, right? If your goal is to be healthy and fit and have a good relationship. So we're going to play to our strength. We're going to only commit to activities that lead to our goal. And what's the final thing we should be doing? If we really want to do this and really want to get there fast, get every single goal accomplished quick. Never let a day pass without reminding yourself what your strengths are, what your goal is, and consciously direct your focus in the direction that you want to go. Every single day, multiple times a day. If you find yourself drifting at all, drift back. Just change your tack on your sailboat and pull yourself right back, okay? That's all you have to do. Easy to get there. The more focused you are, the more you have activities that take you where you want to go, the faster you will get there. Everything else is a distraction. Now, yes, there are things that take time. Going to school might take a couple of years. When I learned to fly, it was like, when am I going to learn to fly well? It turns out it was way beyond getting my ticket. It took me a lot more hours than that to even think I could do it. It took time. That's okay. Some things do take time. But the more you focus on getting it right, you play to your strength, you commit to those activities you do very well, and you just remind yourself constantly, the faster you'll get there. Kind of abstract for a lot of people, but it's where I am today, and I think it'll help you if you think that way. All right. I think I'll take the weekend off. What do you think? I'll be back tomorrow with the Husband Wife Talk on Life show with Joy. It's always a fun show to listen to. Lots of learning, lots of fun. And then Monday, right back here on The Daily Boost. See you at Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook.